This is WCOOK coming to you live from Atlanta, GA. You are now tuned in to The Lioness Den with your host, Chinwe. And it's all brought to you by locally grown Black Girl Magic. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den. We got Weezy on the mic and we might have a guest or two. Never know what she might do, but she always keeps it cool. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den.
Mic check.
Just a young black woman trying to make a difference. Sit and listen. Now let the show begin.
Okay, okay, okay. Whistle. It's your girl, Chin Weezy. Yes, and you are now tuned in to The Lioness Den. I'm your hostess with the most, Chinwe, a.k.a. Chin Chin, a.k.a. Chin Weezy, a.k.a. Chi Chi. But you can't just be out here calling me Chi Chi. Only my mother and my brother and my family can call me Chi Chi. So anyway, welcome back to another episode. I pray everyone is doing well on their ascension journeys. I hope everybody had a beautiful, lovely Valentine's Day filled with so much love. I'm not gonna lie, y'all. At first, I was a little salty. Like, I'm not getting on social media. I don't want to see everybody post up with their boo. But when I scrolled, it was actually very nice to see people posting their significant others, their parents, their children, their puppers, whatever it may have been. It was actually nice to see people posting and writing really sweet dedications of love to people. So I was able to find some joy in that. And I hope that you also experience some joy, whether you're single, booed up, married, whatever it may be. So if nobody told you happy Valentine's Day, Weezy loves you. And just to show you how much I love you, I'm going to talk to you about something that's so, so, so important. So coming up in this episode, we're going to talk about the ego. E-G-O. Ego. It's very, very, very important, especially if you are on your ascension journey like we talked about last week. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to the previous episode, Attention Ascension, Attention Ascension, Attention Ascension. That's the name of it because we're bringing attention to it. It's very important. And it needs its time. So go and listen to that. Press pause on this. And then come back to this and press play. Because you gotta meet me where I'm at. So without further ado, let's get right into it. The Lioness Den is brought to you by CMC Productions Worldwide. If you'd like to get in contact with that company, you can email us at cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com. Yes. Okay, so CMC Productions Worldwide has got some exciting things going on. Nothing New Volume 1 is available on Spotify, Tidal, Google Play. We still working on Apple Music, y'all. I don't know why it's taking so long for me to get confirmation back from them. They approved my artist profile page, but I don't know where the music is. So it's on every other website you can think of, YouTube, SoundCloud. And we got Nothing New Volume 2 dropping on Saturday, February the 22nd. Okay, so make sure you are there or you're going to be square. And it'll be also on Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, Tidal, Google Play, Napster, if you're into that. Wherever you get your music, that's where it will be. And if you need to stay updated on all that information, make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChinweYBB, ChinweYBB. And you're also keeping up with me on YouTube to check out Imagination. You can find me on YouTube at ChinweCook, ChinweCook. Before I jump into what we're going to talk about, first of all, I just want to talk about Nothing New Volume 2 a little bit because I don't think I did. And this is music that I recorded when I was 16, 10 years ago, y'all. And I just figured it was time to just put it out there. And so this is really monumental for me. It's really full circle. I've had a very difficult time embracing who I am and embracing the music that I make and not caring about what people think of me, which is actually huge when it comes to talking about the ego. Believe it or not, it ties into it perfectly. Because the ego is pretty much about caring what other people think of you. And according, we're just going to talk about it, and we'll tie the music into it too. So according to Jung and Freud, y'all know I love me some Jung on this here podcast. So according to Freud and Jung, ego is the identity of the individual self that one has. It is the center of your awareness and the framework of your individual being. Okay, so the ego operates in this need of self-preservation. It's concerned with your physical well-being and your hunger for personal power. If your thoughts are centered on fear and worry and self-defense, that is your ego. You know how they say that, like, God is not a God of, like, confusion and turmoil and inconsistency? That's what that kind of reminds me of. So if you are wanting to glorify yourself to the world, that is your ego, okay? So this is just whatever comes to your mind when you think of yourself, which is actually rooted in how you think other people perceive you. And why you even think that's important is because of these social constructs that we've been built up to identify with. And social constructs, if you're not familiar, I minored in sociology, thank you very much, in undergrad. So my favorite topics were gender, the difference between gender, sex, sexuality, and social constructs. So social constructs is about these social, can't define a word with the word. Okay, these cultural phenomena that we identify with or we box ourselves into in order to fit into what society deemed is safe, okay? And that's where this ego comes from. So examples are, I'm more ethical than my colleagues. I am better at my work than other people. Will I become a great person someday? What does it mean to be great? What are you comparing that to? It's all relative, and it's all relatively compared to the things that we have adopted and grown to think are normal and taboo in our society. I don't think I will ever become this or that. What is this or that? What is the success that you're comparing it to? What does success mean? Everything is all relative. Nothing means nothing. Nothing means nothing. But we give it something and we give it meaning based on these things and these concepts that we have grown to take on ourselves from the powers that be. So these are all perceptions, assumptions, and questions that come from your ego. Now, the reason why the ego is a bit of a problem for your spiritual ascension is because it's false. It's a false sense of survival that we tack on and become in order to survive. And in doing so, we eliminate who we really are, and who we really are is our connection to our higher self and our truest, innermost vibrations and frequencies and higher needs. It's your connection to source, your connection to God. And the more connected you are with your ego and the things that mask us in this society, the more disconnected and further you are away from God. And when I talk about God, y'all know how we do religion on this show. We don't do religion, we do spirituality. So this is God, this is source, this is your higher self, your inner being, your inner God, whatever you identify, whatever you refer to this energy as, that's what we're talking about. When I say God, the universe, Mother Earth, it's all interchangeable to me. Inner self, higher self, okay? So ego is the veil of the individual personality that bars you from having a universal existence, because you cannot have both. You cannot have all of this ego and be spiritually sound or be obedient to your higher self. You can't be obedient to them both, okay? So, like I said, our ego is what separates us from God, separates us from our higher selves. But once we begin our spiritual ascension, this is the biggest threat to the ego, because we are leaving a familiar and controlled environment and we're now stepping into the unknown. Think about how scary it is when you begin to really trust your gut. Think about how scary it is when you quit that job. Think about how scary it is when you decided not to go to college or you decided to major in what made you happy. You didn't want to be an engineer. You wanted to major in creative writing. Think about how scary it was when you went with your gut and you went with what felt right to you. That's what we're talking about. Leaving familiar control things that say, oh, this will make you a lot of money. This will make you successful. All these are in air quotes. This will make you happy. This will set you up long term. This will make your parents and the people around you proud, okay? So the vibration of our true self is much, 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 much higher than our ego. Obviously, our vibration to God and things that really matter is always going to be higher than lower vibrational, oh, you need to make money, clock in 9 to 5, and that's what makes you happy. Because it's a man-made source of survival as opposed to this source, this God-made source of happiness. And they don't want you to be happy. And movies like The Matrix and stuff like that, I mean, they're not pulled out of their butt. Like, it's coming from a certain place. You're stuck in this drone mentality where this is what matters. So this causes a conflict because anytime you have two forces coming against each other, whether they're good and bad, high or low, two good forces, whether you have these strong forces coming together, there's going to be a conflict. Spoiler alert, the ego loses. But it's not with, it doesn't go down without a fight. So the conflict arises because there's a lot of confusion. And the confusion comes from just wanting and needing to survive and these habits that you've developed to survive, this habit that you've developed to work, this habit that you've developed to take the easy road. You know, it's easy, you know, Joa and I used to always say it's so easy to just go get a job and work and make money and come home. It's the easiest thing in the world. I don't care what you say. You could be so frustrated at work, but that is easy. When you decide, I'm going to go off that path, I'm going to be a singer, I'm going to be a writer, I'm going to be a painter, I'm going to do what really makes me happy, I'm going to be a soccer player, whatever that road might be for you, that's a difficult path and it's not laid out. It happens differently for everybody. And when you go off that path of working this secure job, quote unquote, and having this secure, this definite income and being able to count your pennies, and it's a source of control. When you lose that control and you don't know where your money's coming from, you don't know what you're going to eat, how you're going to eat, but really just relying on faith, I mean, anybody's going to struggle. And that's where that conflict comes from. So during this conflict, it's important that you call on your spiritual guides. You call on your ancestors, whomever you need, whatever you need to get you through this time. You need to meditate. You need to get a lot of rest. And you need to be in a lot of isolation. You're going to go in hermit mode because you don't understand what you're doing. You're going through a time where you can't explain to anybody else why you're making the decisions you made. When I was moving to New York, they're like, why are you moving? You know, Black people are like, it's cold. I know it's cold. I don't like New York either. It's dirty. It's gray. I don't like it either. You think I wanted to come here? No. I told them, you know what? It's not up to me. It's bigger than me. It's something I got to do. And I felt that I didn't know why I was saying it. I still don't know why I'm saying it. But it was a calling in my spirit. It was very uncertain. Of course, it's easier to stay at my father's house where I've got this big old house to myself. And, you know, my dad's, I mean, he loves me. He's not checking for me. I know where everything is. I got a car. I got friends. You know what I mean? Like, it was easy. I got this. I got the hang of this. It's comfortable, big comfortable bed. You know what I mean? Like, you get comfortable. So to break out of that and become uncomfortable, I couldn't tell you why I was doing it. I don't know Black people why I moved to such a cold environment. All I could say was, it's bigger than me. Because that's what felt right to me. When the idea was presented to me to leave, it felt right. I didn't know what was going on. I had applied to jobs up here. I still haven't heard back from them. I got rejected from them. But it still feels right to be here. And I don't regret my decision, even though I had no idea what I was walking into. What I did walk into was a bunch of love. What I did walk into was being able to spend time with my family that I haven't seen in a year. What I did walk into was more ascension. Like I said last week, the next day I came, I woke up, I'm dizzy. And I didn't understand. I wasn't doing anything differently, but it was a part of the process that God needs me to walk on to get wherever I need to go. So, I got a little on a tangent, but that's just to show you that uncertainty is there and it happens, but it's necessary. So you're going through this conflict. You got a lot of confusion going on. Now, once the conflict kind of subsides, and I think you have a big hurdle followed by like little mini hurdles. I think I remember my big, big, big hurdle. And it was like last year, I just had these realizations about like my relationship with my father and my mother's relationship. And I don't know, it just created like this huge tower moment. And, you know, in tarot, they say a tower moment is where like it's like your life is crashing down all around you, but it's so you can rebuild it. It's so you can rebuild your life. And I just like for weeks, like 2 or 3 weeks, like I just slept all day. And that's why I'm saying like during these times, you're going to need a lot of rest. So when you're doing the spiritual ascension, how can you do this when you got to go work somebody's job? You don't have the luxury to rest or feel your way through this process, which is also very, very, very important. So I digress. Once the conflict subsides, the ego will then try to compromise because it's very smart. And the ego uses the mind as a tool. Your mind is not as brilliant as you might think it is. Your mind is controlled by your feelings, your thoughts, your ego. So it'll use the mind. It's like, okay, well, the conflict ain't work. I can't beat it. I can't out-muscle it. So maybe I can out-strategize it. So we'll compromise. And what happens when the compromising comes is the ego will begin to pretend and take on these new spirituality functions as a means to get you back to that socially constructed, can't talk, get you back to that socially constructed way of life. What's important. So the article that I was reading, which comes from innerself.com, it's a really great article, was saying that you might see an example is you might love this old tattered beat down shirt, but then you'll put a new shirt on top of it. You know what I'm saying? So you're not really getting rid of it. You're like, okay, we can let this go. Or we can let other people think we've let this go. You're making progress by also doing something new. But we're going to keep these old habits. And that is not right. You have to let go of the ego in its entirety. And it's something that we have to be careful of on our ascension process. And when I read this, I was like, oh my God, I hope that I'm not doing this. But I think the most important thing is to be intentional. And I think that's what's really, really, really important throughout this process, throughout manifesting, throughout your spiritual bath, throughout all these different rituals that you do. It's your intentions, writing, doing scripting, which I started doing recently, which has been very nice. It's your intentions. So are you intending to, quote, let go of your ego, unquote, so you can have more power? And with another example they gave is like, this is when you see pastors buying jets, but then there are people that are hungry in their church, which is fine. I think everybody should have the greatest things that this world has to offer, whether it's at a lower vibrational, higher vibrational, have what makes you happy, as long as your intentions are positive. This is where you see the popes in the church, you know, or not the popes, the Catholic priests messing with children because their intentions are not right. They're using that power and they're pretending and parading around in that power in this spirituality in order to abuse their power. So make sure you're not tacking on. I keep saying tacking on. I hope that's correct. Make sure you're not taking on these this role of spirituality with the wrong intentions underneath. And I think that we're all human and the ego is a habit. So it's something you have to really slow down and take your time and work through. But I do believe that as long as your intentions are pure, you will be rewarded in the end. Okay. So moving on. While you're also working on your ego, you've got to be aware of the old distractions. And, you know, distractions, they are man's best friend. And when I say best friend, I mean worst enemy. You want to be careful of distractions. We are not here to judge these distractions. And distractions are the old things that can draw us back into our old way of being. So, old friends, an old job calling you back, you know, or thinking, dang, I could be making some money. Now, if you got, like, bills to pay, you know, it's all relative. That is the word, two words, intention and relative. It's all relative to your situation. If you have people to provide for, you know, a child or something like that, you can't afford to be broke or, you know, out on your butt or not have a roof over that child's head. So do what you got to do, but don't forget your mission. But just be willing to sacrifice and to not be comfortable, you know. And I saw something say, you know, I'm going to get comfortable being uncomfortable all 2020. And it's kind of something that you do need to be uncomfortable with, because that uncomfort, that discomfort comes in not knowing. And that's what we're talking about. And the distractions get you back on that path of knowing. The distractions get you back to what the ego knows is familiar and is comfortable. And, oh, okay, well, we know that that guy is abusive, but we know him. And all the ego is trying to do is, excuse me, oh my God. All the ego is trying to do is protect you and survive. And the best way to survive is to be in environments that you know, whether it may be abusive or wrong or neglectful or whatever it may be, at least you know what's going on. And that's your way of feeling some sense of power. But once you begin this journey, you will really be able to feel your way through it. And it takes practice and it takes obedience, but that's what you've got to do, okay? And that's what I want to say about the ego. Now, I also want to give you some advice, because I'm not just going to leave you hanging, on how to observe your ego. And this is according to the.holistic.psychologist on Instagram. Spend 10 minutes in silence every day noticing what you think. This is helpful too when you're doing like synchronicity work. So I know that when I'm looking at the clock, I might see 22 or 11 or 33. They say like when you see in the angel number, stop and pause and think about what it is you're doing or what it is that you're thinking that the ancestors are trying to, you know, agree with you on. So that helps too. So yes, when you feel triggered, breathe through it rather than reacting and notice how you feel. And again, all of these things take practice, because we've been doing this ego for so long, so many years. So it takes practice. Do not beat yourself up for it. You have to be gentle and compassionate with yourself, okay? When you speak about other people, notice the way you describe them. This will show you what you believe to be true or not true about yourself, okay? Projection is a huge part of that ego, because it's how you survive and you want to help others survive as well. But are you giving advice? Or are you projecting? Or do you just need to be quiet? Okay, so keep that in mind when you're on your ego journey. And I've been thinking a lot about that too, just slowing down before I speak or I react to things that sound or feel familiar, and trying to take it for what it is in that moment. And taking things for what they are especially important in this week coming up, because we going into retrograde, baby. I was trying to say Mercury and retrograde at the same time. We're going into retrograde, okay? I saw the House of Oshun on YouTube say, hide your kids, hide your wife, because Mercury is coming out to F everybody's stuff up. Now, retrograde is the appearance that Mercury is moving backwards from Earth, okay? So when this happens, Mercury is the ruler of communication, and so that's when things, communication is everything. And when you're not communicating, we ain't doing nothing, okay? So allegedly, during this time, you've got some miscommunication, you got past events repeating, technology not working. They'll say, like, leave the house earlier because there might be traffic jams and things of that nature. Plan for unexpected cancellations, and it's a very emotional time for many. But on the plus side, God bless you, Walito. On the plus side, you've got a chance for personal growth. You've got a chance for second chances. That don't mean always pass them out. That don't mean always take them. It just means that here's your chance to really check in on your ego, to really take your time. Maybe you didn't get it right the first time. The universe is sending you a Hail Mary. Like, you know what? Try this out again. So it could be a good thing that you're getting some of these things again, because it gives you an opportunity to really practice on working on that ego, okay? It's a time for nature. I know it's cold, y'all. I don't know what's going on. I'm getting a little cold. Unexpected miracles and self-care. Don't rush. Be polite. Slow down. Things are happening because of the retrograde, and so you can react to them better. Like I said, you could take your time. This is all according to The Fall Backup on Instagram. I love them and his wife, Woman of the Womb. Love them. And Alex.Miles. So that's your Mercury retrograde forecast. It's a time to, like I said, work on those things. It couldn't come at a better time. The moon and the planets and all that stuff. It is just a good time to slow down and think about how you feel and think about how you might be coming off to other people because of things you need to work on. Not because what they think matters, but because what you think about you matters and what you feel about you matters. And it's just so important that we take the time to do that. And when we get in alignment with nature, we will see how things turn around for us, or we're able to just better communicate with ourselves. And that's why next week we're going to talk about the moon cycles, not just the new moon and the full moon, which we put a lot of emphasis on, but all the other moons in between and what they mean and why they're just so, so, so important. So as a recap, the ego. What is the ego? In summation, the Chinweezy version is the ego is how basically we relate to other people and what we think other people think about us and why we think that's important. All right, one more time. The ego is how we relate to ourselves based on how we think other people are relating to us. Okay? On ways to, when you're going through the spiritual ascension, you're going to have a lot of issues with the ego, because the ego is fighting for its place. It's fighting for its rightful territory that is hurt all your life. I mean, it's only fair that it comes in and tries to maintain its power. It just wants to keep you safe. But it's time to elevate. And once you elevate, and once you start ascending, you've got to let it go. And it's okay. We all struggle with it. Just take your time. Meditate, isolate. Meditate, isolate. Meditate, isolate. Okay? Let's get into some Weezy wisdom, y'all. Y'all, Weezy Wisdom is just a reminder to not be afraid of yourself. Do not be hard on yourself either. I know that your ego may seem like they only want to harm you, but they have done a good job protecting you to get to this point. So when it is time to acknowledge them and talk to them, kind of like your shadow side, don't be afraid to say, hey, ego, we must let this thing go. We must be higher. I appreciate you for bringing me to this point. But now we are going to different heights. And we are learning new things. And we are being better together. And when you are going to be better together, then you will call on your ancestors. You will call on your spiritual guides. You will call on God to walk you through that. Don't be afraid. The inner self to come said that. You know, babies, they fall down many, many times before they learn to walk. So take your time and crawl. Take your time and scoot. Take your time with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. And watch how you will grow. Don't be afraid of the uncertainty. Take one step. Try to stand on your own. And if you need help, reach your hand out for someone to help you walk another step. God is always there. You are never alone. Even though sometimes it feels like I am on my own, no one is here to help me. You are never alone.
The Creator cares about you. Your ancestors care about you, and they only want you to have the best and be the best. So be the best and have the best that this life has to offer.
Yes. I hope you learned something.
I learned a whole lot. I be learning a lot doing research, talking to y'all, talking to myself. We gonna let them egos go, because I'm trying to ascend. I don't know about y'all. Okay, I'm on this higher vibration.
Anyway, thank you for listening to The Lion Is Den. Another episode. Yes, I'm just learning so much. I just love it. So make sure you listen to Nothing New Volume 2, baby. 2/22/2020. Happy birthday to my sister Alexis. Y'all go wish her some love. It's Lexi, baby. Alexis YBB on Twitter. Go tell her happy birthday. She's a phenomenal, phenomenal person. Love her to pieces. But yeah, Nothing New Volume 2 drops 2/22. Make sure you check out Imagination on YouTube. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChinwayYBB. I'm on YouTube at Chinway Instagram. Chinway Cook, C-H-I-N-W-E-C-O-K. So yeah, that's it. That's all I got for y'all. I love you. Eat your vegetables, Wally. Eat your vegetables, drink your water, and be safe in these streets. Weezy out.